What if I told you the key to environmental nirvana was in a little plastic ball no bigger than your hand? What if I told you I had scientific proof? What if I said the evidence was top secret, but you should just pay $65 and buy the dang ball anyway? Yeah, that's what I said too. Nevertheless, it's the sales pitch for a mysterious product called the Laundry Solution. According to the makers, this plastic ball contains secret, structured water that emits a negative charge into a washing machine, sucking the dirty, positively charged ions off my clothes and into the rinse water. It's supposed to revolutionize the laundering process, eliminating the need for polluting detergent. I decide to get a free trial from a neighbor who's selling this thing. As I drop the sci-fi-looking little ball into my washing machine, I think about her promotional material and her claim that prominent scientists created this cutting-edge technology. It all reminds me of the emperor and his new clothes. If I'm smart, this promotional material should make sense, right? Ions, molecules, atoms. Yeah, I know that stuff, like the back of my head. So when my clothes come out of the dryer apparently clean, I'm startled. I make my husband sniff all the socks. They pass his test, whatever that's worth. But just the same, I toy with the idea that the laundry solution works. But the idea is short-lived because I talk with a chemist friend who laughs at me. I mean with me. According to him, it's not the ball, but the warm water that's washing the dirt out of our clothes. Dirt is held in place not by electrical charges, but by a simple wetting of the fabric. And sure enough, when I put the laundry through the cycle without the ball, the results are pretty much the same, except this time my husband makes me smell the socks. At the risk of sounding like someone you wouldn't want standing upwind, I'd say most of us overestimate the power of profit-making laundry products and underestimate the power of plain water. Go ahead and buy the mysterious little ball if you think it'll get you closer to environmental nirvana. But my guess is, you do the planet a bigger favor by going out and planting a tree. I can't say for sure that the emperor isn't wearing any clothes here. But if he is, I hope he doesn't spend a fortune to clean them.